This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling. We appreciate you and what you do, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can also check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We're broadcasting off that website right now, as well as all around the country via our affiliates and on the radio and on the satellite. And without further ado, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, everybody went back inside, even though it is a balmy 69 degrees right now outdoors, but they'll all be back. So are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation. Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. You betcha. And don't forget, folks, that we underline and emphasize the words under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And that was just me scratching the microphone. All righty.
That happens sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, well, I happen to turn my head so that I could pick up my little talking points thing here, and bam, I hit the mic, but that's okay. All right. John Durham is on the job investigating what is being called the most complicated criminal enterprise in U.S. history. And he's got a very methodical process, and thank goodness for what he's doing, the way he's doing it, a very methodical process which has prevented leaks and will get even more indictments, in my opinion.
Well, you know, Captain, you just mentioned about the leaks. There really aren't any leaks. I don't think there ever has really been a leak. There's only been announcements or the complaints, the filings that come out. And to some degree, I think that you have some of these people who are involved in that enterprise, as it were, that sort of get lulled into a false sense of security, especially people in the media as well. That, well, nothing's happening. It's probably going to be nothing. But then when these bombshells drop, like it did the other day, about spying into the servers in Trump Tower and then with the president-elect and so forth, that's really something. And John Durham is taking time. He's as you said, they're being very methodical. And so when these revelations come out, it adds impact to them, not only because of the weight of what they're really about, but because suddenly could be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Something else would come out, and it'll be earth shattering.
Now I'm thinking that when Durham gets finished with whatever it is that he's doing, that we're all going to be surprised and shocked with some of the names he could mention, because they've already got a list of people in Hillary's camp that they are definitely looking at for the second time.
Well, of course. And, you know, it sort of begs the question, you know, Hillary gave a speech the other day, and a lot of people are thinking, well, this certainly means that, you know, at least she's appearing that, you know, she would want to try to come out and run again. I don't know how successful that would be. She still has to get the nomination, obviously. But can you imagine everywhere that she would go, the question would be, number one, we talk about Benghazi. She get a lot of questions about Benghazi, obviously, and what difference does it make? But also she would get questions about the spying, the wiretapping. President Trump back then in that time period was saying they're wiretapping me, and people made fun of him because, well, they don't wiretap, but the context of what he was saying was that he was being spied on, and it turns out that that's exactly what was happening. Yeah.
Correct. Yep, correct. And it vindicates everything that he had to say, and I just hope that somebody winds up going to jail. I just hope.
One would think that that will happen, but of course they're trying to go up the food chain in this. But certainly as others begin to go to jail, let's say, that might motivate some other people who might want to, testify or give other evidence and so forth to save their own selves from having to go to prison. I mean, this could be a very, very compelling, motivating factor.
Yeah, and again, taking a long look at what has gone on and the things that we are aware of every time that there seems to be some sort of press conference with Durham and company. He's now changed his office again to where he's over there on the same side of the street that the Congress is.
Right, exactly.
So it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't far to walk.
No, not at all. But I do think that some people are sort of quaking in their boots. So, you know, he's obviously talked to an awful lot of people, and he's connecting an awful lot of dots.
Yep. I hear the music coming up in my ear here, so we'll put you on hold, and I will let everybody know that we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Of course, Frank's on Mondays and Fridays. You'll hear him again on Friday. Don't forget to check out undergroundusa.com to find out more about our friend Frank Salvato. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily health regimen. I've been taking it for going on 7 years right now. And I've given some of it out in the form of samples to people that have told me they'd like to try it. So I give them a couple of packs and tell them to see what it does for you. And one person took the sample, and right away he turned around and ordered it because it eliminated the problem he was having. And that's what it's supposed to do. Because Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen, and it can be part of yours too if you've got inflammation or swelling or pain of any kind that you just can't seem to get rid of. This is an all-natural product that can help you do just that. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps the body to support its natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on, and it will target the problem by going right straight to the source. Never seen anything quite like it. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, something that's good for you. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there and check out the three-week quick start that's there. Order it. It's only $19.95. And you'll know. You'll know what it's going to do. You'll also see some other things there, too. If you want to take part in ordering some of that, you can. Health foods and vitamins and all that. It's all there. And Relief Factor, Quickstart.com/captain is the website to go to. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Go over there, try it out, and see if it doesn't work for you the way it has me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got a lot of ships, both military and civilian, that are getting up in age, and if they can't work on them in a timely manner, then what's the point, right?
Well, right, yeah.
And there's just doesn't seem to be enough time, not enough equipment, not enough people to do the work. And that's what the crews of over a dozen ships told investigators from the Government Accountability Office in a report on actions that are needed to improve Navy ship maintenance, which was delivered earlier this month.
And, you know, Captain, perhaps now is a great time, obviously, to review this kind of stuff and for this to come out because, you know, we're seeing the seeds of war being planted with Russia versus Ukraine, and which could spill over to a larger European war. At least that's what some NATO officials have been concerned about as well. But it just goes to show that we have to have a strong, ready to go military, and be able to support that military with any of the equipment that it has. So this points up a very, very big issue.
Now, I just had a message come over the wire about the Ukraine. Russian tanks have been seen all night long moving into the Ukraine and then moving further west of the location that they were on. So it looks like as if they're getting ready to set up to do something different.
Well, right. The idea, of course, would be to go on to Kyiv.
That's what it sounds like is going on here.
Right. So we have the pretext of what Vladimir Putin used in his very long speech about the separatists and going into those areas and recognizing those areas. But really, it's just a stepping stone to do what he wants to do. And several years ago, of course, the pro-Putin president at that time was essentially turned out of Ukraine, had to flee back to Russia. And it's evidently no coincidence because that actually happened on February the 22nd. I'm trying to recall the year, but it was about 6 or 8 years ago, if I recall correctly. So that's why there seems to be some significance to the events that we saw happen on the 22nd just yesterday. But you know, Vladimir Putin, and a lot of times in history is replete with times when, okay, well, I'm going to get revenge on this date because you did this and, you know, and this kind of stuff. Even Adolf Hitler did something very similar in terms of starting conflicts based on the day that Germany had to surrender earlier in World War One, this kind of thing. So this is something that he wants to continue doing.
Now, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has insisted on the deterrent value of the sanctions after the president of the Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, said, "What are you waiting for?"
Right. Yeah, that's, well, we keep hearing what a big deterrent this all is, but by the report that you just had, Captain, doesn't look like it's deterring too much. It doesn't mean to say that it won't hurt Vladimir Putin and Putin's Russian forces at this point, or the government, I should say, its ability to sustain things economically for their military campaign. But yeah, if these were the big deterrents, we wouldn't be in this situation right now.
Now, more Hispanics than Democrats favor border security and funding of the police, and more Asians than Democrats call China a threat to the U.S. This came out from a recent poll.
Well, and that's incredibly interesting, isn't it? Because that breaks the mold and sort of the pigeonhole that the Democrat Party elite, I don't mean Democrats across the highways and byways, but the Democrat Party elite, they want to put particular nationalities or ethnic groups or whatever into particular categories and say, you can't think any other way than what we tell you that you think. And so this is incredibly revealing. And especially when it comes to if Asians in the poll, Asian people would think China's a huge threat to the U.S. Well, that goes along with what many people think. That's because in America, it's the ideas that matter. It's the things that bind us together, no matter what ethnicity or national background you have. That's our strength in America. And so, you know, it's not surprising.
Speaking of strength, Republican attorney generals in many states, especially border states, are calling on Mr. Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security director, to resign for failing to secure the border. I'm all for it.
Well, there's ample evidence that that it has been failed to be secured. Number one, and first case in point, would be Joe Biden saying, I'm stopping building the wall. We're going to let all this stuff, you know, rot in the desert. It's, you know, go no further than that.
Instead, they gave it to Texas.
That's exactly
although I'm
right.
Sure Texas bought it for so many cents on the dollar. I don't believe
right.
They got it for free.
Right. But they didn't want to secure it. No way, no how. And it's so impractical. In the sense of just so short-sighted, actually, is what I want to say. It's so short-sighted because of the ability for other bad actors to come across the border because they know it's safe to cross. I mean, but the end result is the destabilization and the constant you know, issues brought about by having an unsecured border.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, how can people hear your show, Kyle?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com.
And that works for me, and every now and then I go over there.
That's right. That's right.
Never know where I'm going to show up.
That's right. But yeah, this is, you know, I think, Captain, so many people have seen the practical results of, or the maybe I should say the real world results of what the Biden administration has come in and done, or undone, as the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, people with common sense just look at it and go, this is crazy time. What in the heck is the Biden administration doing? What could the motivation? You know, why would somebody do what they're doing?
When it comes to Democrats, who knows?
right. Well, because I think so many people across the highways and byways realize the harm that's happening, and that transcends. I'm a registered Republican, or I'm a registered Democrat, or what have you, because everybody wants their kids to be safe in a safe country. Everybody wants their communities to be safe. Nobody wants to pay $5 a gallon for gasoline, and the list goes on.
No. And I'm a registered American, so hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And I think I've got Jeff here. Let's let Jeff take us to break.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights. At the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, 2 to 6 Eastern.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden announced the first wave of sanctions against Russia on Tuesday as he referred to the beginning of its invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Phil Flynn told Fox News this conflict is about energy sources.
It's another sign that the Biden administration doesn't really get the global energy space. What's happening in the Ukraine and in Russia is in a large part about domineering Europe and controlling their energy supply.
Meanwhile, a Gallup poll shows Americans strongly disapprove of Biden's job in the White House. The poll found 62% of voters disapprove of Biden's work on the economy since he took office. In addition, Americans have soured on his handling of foreign affairs, with only 36% approving of how he's handling Russia's threat to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Or this. Make sure you...
You have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All right, thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company. Talked to them yesterday, and everything was going along pretty good. And they said to say hello to everybody, and they appreciate all the support that you're giving them, especially on this program, and we appreciate that, too. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things that they got there for sale. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, where they'll have about 150 items all marked down even lower than what you see them on the homepage. And all it takes is your promo code, and that is one word, CAPTAIN. CAPTAIN is the promo code. And then don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And find out what they have to offer, talk to a live person, and away you go. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And again, if you want to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in looking at some of the things that we have to cover here still, Hillary Clinton gave another speech, and she basically screamed that she wants another shot at Trump. She hasn't really said it, but it kind of sounds to me like she's running.
Well, I think she definitely wants it. You know, the other day, didn't she read her, you know, never to be heard or never was heard acceptance speech?
Yeah.
You know, and she was trying to stir the pot then. And, you know, Captain, it seems like even in some of the sectors of the media, they're trying to turn this into, let's bring back Trump to talk about, so at least it, you know, we can start sort of bashing Trump again a little bit because they think that's good for ratings. But Hillary's trying to turn that that focus onto Trump because maybe she thinks that, well, if Trump runs again, then it'll be a grudge match and everybody will see how wonderful I am compared to Trump. I think she might be in for a rude awakening because a lot of people are saying, you know, gee whiz, Trump might have tweeted out a few things and this kind of stuff, but man, we had it pretty good, and he was running the show, and he was in charge. You know, people will say what they will about Donald Trump, but they can't deny that he was in charge of things. He's that kind of leader that actually is leading and making decisions. We don't get that same impression from Joe Biden at all. But Hillary Clinton would be, I think, maybe would want to think twice about it because I don't know that it would turn out so good for her. You know, she was a bad candidate before. That's also part of the problem that she had. She's just not a great candidate. Sometimes you get these candidates and they think that they just deserve it. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. their turn to win. And that's not it. That's not how the American voter looks at it.
Now, having dealt with Russia's President Putin and China's President Xi throughout his 4 years in office, former President Donald Trump considers them to be twin sisters. Now, China wants Taiwan equally badly as Russia wants the Ukraine. And I believe that had Trump been the president, this never would have happened.
No, I think that they would have been thinking, because they would wonder, what is this guy going to do? Because he was in charge. He was calling the shots, making the decisions as far as the president of the United States can. And also, though, Captain, there's a sort of a similarity here, and that is the Chinese communist government looks at Taiwan as a breakaway province, basically. They don't have the right to exist or have self-determination or have a sovereign border, stuff like that, the same way that Putin looks at Ukraine. And he will look at other places like that as well, or some variation of that. And so when you're dealing with that kind of mindset, it's an accident waiting to happen. And you have to have the thought that the American president is strong, whoever they are, Republican or Democrat. Otherwise, we're going to go into an era or a period of time where things are going to get very, very strange very, very quickly.
Yeah. Now, we didn't say a lot about this. Might have passed over it once, but we didn't really elaborate on it. And that is the fact that the U.S. troops stationed in Poland right now are preparing for the influx of Ukrainian evacuees who are going to be coming to Poland.
That's right. This is one of the reasons in the last couple of weeks or so we saw those troop movements, and that was one of their primary purposes, and because we do expect the refugees. But, of course, also now, Captain, the diplomatic contingent for Ukraine, the U.S. diplomatic representation there, is not moving now to the western part of Ukraine, as was reported before, but it's come out now. Of course, they're actually going to go over into Poland. You know, this is going to be, you know, you can have the troops right there. Vladimir Putin may send his forces all the way through Ukraine, and then we're going to have Russians and Americans right over the border and, you know, across each other in the border of Poland, and that's going to be raise the tensions even further.
Now, I'm curious to see what happens with the District of Columbia National Guard, which is being asked to help ahead of the trucker convoy. They're going to activate them, and they're going to be, I don't know if they're going to be the outer edge, probably the outer edge of protection, so that they won't be able to get into the city, because it's my understanding that they're not coming into the city. They're going to be camped out somewhere outside the city, which is good, on private property, which is even better. And then whatever they're going to do, they're going to do on the Beltway, which is a road that runs around in a circle, D.C.
Right, exactly. And, you know, obviously nobody wants any kind of bad things to happen or any kind of confrontations of any kind. This is a peaceful protest. That's what the truckers want it to be. That's the design of it. You know, of course, you know, part of it is that obviously nobody wants anything weird to happen. But at the same time, though, I think the Democrats try to milk this kind of stuff because they want to make it appear as though it's a very dangerous time and you know, something bad's going to happen and we're going to put the fence back up and all this stuff. You know, I think most of the American people look at it and go, okay, here we go again.
Well, we do have a pretty substantial storm that's going to be headed in the general direction of Washington, D.C., too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there with all of that.
Well, exactly, exactly. And, of course, then, Captain, what's the president even going to say in the State of the Union at this point? If he comes out and tries to make it look like, you know, I've done all this great stuff, and of course, a lot of it's going to be taken up now with what's happening in Ukraine. You can bet your bottom dollar it'll be mostly about that kind of thing, in addition to the I'm calling for a program that will be 10 years going down the road and all this stuff that never actually happens from a State of the Union address.
Well, I think they are going to step up and do something. I just don't know what the something is.
Yep.
Now, yep. Go ahead.
Oh, no, please go ahead, Captain.
Now, a 10% drop for stocks may be scary. It's not that rare, but it's going to be happening here pretty quick as we're going to see oil go up. It has no choice but to do that, probably as soon as today when they do some trading because of the fact that that's all exposed now and they're... They're pretty much anticipating the fact that Russia, the troops, are going to be on the march to get to all the oil they possibly can in that province of, what is it, Donetsk?
Yeah, Donetsk and
yeah.
Luhansk. That's
yep.
right.
Because both of those are oil rich, so that's what they're going to be doing.
Well, sure. And the world runs on oil, despite what some of the more prominent Democrat Party elite people say. We don't have electric tanks. We can't send electric tanks to protect our NATO allies at this point. And it's going to start hurting. That's the problem. And no matter how much Biden and Vice President Harris try to tell us there will be some pain for the American people, this kind of thing, it's going to have a significant impact on people's ability to pay their rent, on people's ability to buy groceries as they do right now when gas goes that far up. They have to get to work or they're not going to drive places. They're going to pull back their spending. It's not going to be good.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to go to break. And when we come back, we'll have our next Trucker's Highway and Byway report. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. And it is a Wednesday morning, which means that our favorite Colonel, Colonel Kevin Wright, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, will be around here in about an hour and 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers?
law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Out in the woods, down home, country.
Got a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. It's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad Bama Dama from down in Alabama. She's a from Brunswick, Duke, Georgia Peak with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother, she's all country. From a cowboy moves to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to say country. Brother, she's country.
Still raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess.
little Jason Aldean out there. Country. She's country. Kyle, did you know what that was?
Well, I've heard it once before, but yeah, I when I started hearing it, yeah, she's country. I like that one.
I haven't played that in a while, so I figured I'd kind of throw it in there because I told you I was going to play it and see if you could figure out what it was I was playing. All right. Well, take it away. Tell us what the weather's like out there.
All right, folks, we are watching, of course, a lot of winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings. We've got chill factors up in Montana, up in northern Idaho as well. We've also got snow in Cajon Pass tonight. That's in Southern California along the 15 freeway. And if you're heading towards coming out of Vegas, heading towards Southern California or vice versa, Cajon Pass is going to have some snow. Earlier tonight looked like it was pretty clear on the Grapevine, but cold on the Grapevine. Also, freeze warning in central California going up Highway 99, also Interstate 5. This is going to go all the way from Bakersfield all the way up to Redding, so be careful with that very cold weather. Also, snow in southern Utah. We got snow in western Colorado coming across I-70. Also across I-76, this is going to be east of Denver, also U.S. Highway 34 as well, so be careful there. Also coming down I-25. We've also got wind chill warnings up in southern Wyoming as well. And let's see, we got ice on cabbage tonight, Captain. Also, we've got, I think we've got 13 degrees in Snoqualmie Pass. So it is cold out there. And, of course, also I believe there's snow coming across Donner Pass tonight as well. So just be careful out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, you want cold weather? Here we go, North Dakota, South Dakota. Then on down to Kansas, then on down to Oklahoma, Nebraska, Texas, down into Midland. We got snow tonight along I-20, along I-30, snow in San Antonio, just north and west of San Antonio coming in there off the foothills there of the West Texas Mountains. And then we've got the winter storm warning in the eastern third of Oklahoma. That takes us all the way across Missouri on I-44 all the way to St. Louis. And then we've got that winter storm warning comes into the bottom part of Illinois. It's going to continue to move off to the east. That snow will also be into the western part of Kentucky. And we've got some stormy weather tonight in Tennessee and parts of northern Alabama and northern Mississippi. We've got what looks like flooding going on there. We've had some severe thunderstorms come through there. There could possibly be a tornado in the mix there, so please pay attention. And then, of course, in the northern peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have snow. We got a winter storm warning up there, and we've got a an ice advisory up from around Duluth going up into Canada. And then we have a mixture along Lake Ontario tonight of rain, snow, wind. We also have over in the Adirondacks in central New York going up and down 81. We've got a mixture of rain and sleet and snow all the way up to Canada. That will continue in New England as well in the Berkshires. And then we've got some rotten weather on down towards Cape May, New Jersey, where it looks like as if we've got a little bit of maybe some winter weather, but we've also got a lot of activity with the traffic there tonight. So there's a traffic situation. And then, finally, fog along the Gulf of Mexico, Big Bend, Florida, just north of me, probably up around Pasco County, along the lake, all the way around, back the other side here, and then on down towards McConnell's Bill and Brownsville, Texas. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on there with your show, How to Hear That, and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, you're going to be stopping by the Flying J because you got bad weather out there, so you figure you'll go to the Flying J camp out in the parking lot. At least that way you'll know.
That's right.
That way you know you'll get some hot coffee.
That's right. They've got a great one in Barstow. I know that.
Yep.
And so that's right. If when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, you're going to find something hot to drink, hot to eat, or cold to drink, depending on the weather, and you won't be sorry.
And down the bottom of the grapevine, they got a good one, too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything he does. And jumping right from the frying pan into the fire, we'll go over here and we'll pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I'm going to kind of start with something we can talk about a little bit here. How about this Canadian judge that ordered the protesters at the bridge there to, I guess it's the one woman that was the leader. He's not, this judge is not going to give this person any bail, an opportunity to get out. They're going to keep him in because could be a risk to society or whatever the excuse was.
I think they're doing that for both of the leaders that were arrested.
Yeah. What's the story there?
Well, I think, you know, with the conversations that Canada had with the United States, I think they're modeling, Canada is modeling their whole investigation and legal platform after the January 6th thing here in the United States. That's what it's looking like to me. Canada is generally a little bit more liberal, quite a bit more liberal than the United States, but here in this case, I mean, it's purely tyrannical. So it's not looking good, and they're getting negative press here in the United States, which doesn't seem to affect anything that's happening there in Canada. So I would expect that the there's going to be some new leaders of the trucking group in Canada, and they're probably going to collaborate with some other people and come up with some other plan, event, to push back on what Trudeau government's doing, because it's really outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, for sure. And they need to do something because we've got two convoys starting up here over the next few days. One's going to go from the south to the north. The other one's going to go from the west to the east, and they're both going to converge around D.C. In a private area. This is not going to be even in the city limits. It's going to be outside the city limits in a private area.
That's right.
Yep, and they're doing that to stay out of the limelight of the cops that could enforce whatever. Okay, hold that thought, and folks, I'll be right back with more for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to let Kathy take us to break, and I shall return right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.